Well, friends, today we're in Mount Sandal Forest, just across the road from our house, and we're thinking about this coronavirus. We can't have our church services, so we thought we'd upload some little devotionals every day. So we're down here with our dog. His name's Tozer. I don't know if you can get him in the picture here, but Tozer's with us. And this is Spurgeon, morning and evening. And I was reading this earlier on for March the 22nd. That's today's date. It's about the Garden of Gethsemane. We've been looking at that in our church services. Matthew 26:39, it says, "And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed." See, it's Spurgeon said, there are several instructive features in our Saviour's prayer in this our hour of trial. First of all, it was a lonely prayer. He withdrew even from his three favoured disciples. Believer, be much in solitary prayer, especially in times of trial. Family prayer, social prayer, prayer in the church will not suffice. These are very precious, but the best beaten spice will smoke in your censer in your private devotions, for no ear hears but God's. It was a humble prayer. Luke says he knelt, but another evangelist says he fell on his face. Where then must be thy face, thy humble servant of the great master? What dust and ashes should cover thy head? Humility gives us great foothold in prayer. There is no hope of prevalence with God unless we abase ourselves, and that he may exalt us in due time. It was filial prayer. Abba Father, you will find it a stronghold in the day of trial to plead your adoption. You have no rights as a subject. You have forfeited them by your treason. But nothing can forfeit a child's right to a father's protection. Be not afraid to say, "My Father, hear my cry." Observe that it was a preserving prayer. He prayed three times. Cease not until you prevail. Be as the importunate widow whose continual coming earned her first supplication, could not win. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Lastly, it was a prayer of resignation. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Yield and God yields. Let it be as God wills, and God will determine for the best. Be thou content to leave thy prayer in his hands, who knows when to give and how to give and what to give and what to withhold. So pleading earnestly, importunately, yet with humility, resignation, thou shalt surely prevail. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.